This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM. I'm Andrew Yeager. Judge Bob Vance has been on the bench in Jefferson County since 2002. This year, he's trying for a second time to become the head of Alabama's court system. Vance is the Democratic nominee for Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He faces current Supreme Court Associate Justice Republican Tom Parker in November. I spoke with Vance, and he describes two important issues he sees facing the court: funding and the opioid epidemic.
So many people are not getting treatment for mental illnesses, and they get in trouble. They're filling our jails and our courts and our prisons, and it is so important to work together to come up with some solutions to these sorts of problems, or else the entire criminal justice system is going to be overwhelmed, and we're just going to have so many people who continue not to get the treatment they need for these public health issues.
So from a judicial perspective, what can be done about that? Because drug courts are often seen as a solution. Those have been in existence for several decades in
right.
the judicial system. That doesn't seem to be making a difference.
Well, the problems that we're talking about, of course, extend far beyond just the courts. These are huge social problems that our communities are dealing with these days. But I do think the courts play an important role in addressing the matter, to the extent that we can build upon our existing efforts, such as drug court and mental health court. And the data show that these efforts work. It's just a matter of expanding where we can and focusing more and more on actually providing treatment rather than simply convicting and incarcerating people.
Use that word expansion. Expansion often requires money.
Right.
What do you do about money? Because the court system has said for years we are under strain, understaffed, and those pleas don't seem to have gotten a response from the legislature.
It is so difficult, and it's through the fault of no particular people or individuals. It's just a systemic problem that we are grappling with here in Alabama. I make clear to folks on the campaign trail, I have no magic wand. All I can do is make clear my commitment as Chief Justice to work with the legislature, roll my sleeves up, and really get at the hard process of getting every dime we can for the courts to make sure we can do whatever is possible in dealing with these kinds of issues.
Well, you write on your campaign website, judges must follow the rule of law. In short, a judge must be there for everyone. What do you mean by that?
I feel so strongly that the Chief Justice, more than any other figure in Montgomery, must be a representative for all Alabamians, because the Chief Justice, to me, really embodies the spirit of our court system. Our courts are there for everyone. Now, I will recognize that's the ideal, and even our courts sometimes fall short, but we must always press forward in this cause of fairness, fundamental fairness for everyone. So that's why, to me, the Chief Justice must stand apart from the partisan politics and stand above the divisiveness of our politics these days. And as Chief Justice, that's going to be my approach as we proceed forward.
So how do you do that, given that certainly in the federal level, the judiciary has become more and more politicized?
Yeah.
And after all, you have a D by your name. It
right.
is a partisan election.
Right, right. And that's always being a bit of a head-scratcher, quite frankly. But I've worked with judges, Democrat and Republican, and I've got good friends in both parties. And there's never been a whiff of problem or trouble arising out of partisan politics, not once. We can make progress in dealing with these problems on a bipartisan basis.
Well, you ran for this office 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You were a late entry to the race that year and
right.
fell a few points short of Judge Roy Moore in that election. This time around, you're running against Tom Parker, who
mm-hmm.
is a friend of Moore's and has similar conservative positions. Are you doing anything differently this time around?
Well, it is nice to have a little more time to work with. But in a very real sense, this campaign is an echo of the 2012 campaign. I frankly do have concerns with the vision of my opponent. That's why I got in this race, because we're at a point, as I've said and emphasized so many times, that we cannot let divisive politics drive us. If we're going to come up with solutions to these problems, we've got to put aside the politics of division.
Judge Bob Vance is the Democratic candidate for Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. You can hear an extended version of this interview later today at our website, WBHM.org. We have invited Vance's Republican opponent, Justice Tom Parker, for an interview. His campaign declined.